The love of polkas like this one still persists here in northeastern Pennsylvania, but with the arrival of new immigrants in the region, the musical mix is growing. The Lackawanna County Department of Arts and Culture is hosting an afternoon with the arts this Sunday to talk about art and global culture. Maureen McGuigan is Deputy Director of the Office of Arts and Culture, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
We are the only county in Pennsylvania that has a designated tax for arts and culture that was started in 2004, and it was really a brilliant idea. It's a millage, so I always like to say it's for the price of a movie, just one movie for the whole year, you know, depending on what your house is assessed at. It all goes towards this fund that funds just a lot of great events, everything from grants to artists and organizations to free festivals, workshops for artists, free children's programming. So I love that our county is committed to supporting the arts, because we really do see the results of that.
There are studies that constantly show that when communities invest in the arts, there is a dividend in terms not just of quality of life, but economic.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of studies that support that. You know, the person that buys the paints for the theater is spending money, and then the people going out for a meal coming to the event are spending money. So there's a lot of good data on that. Yes, in addition just to being, you know, a quality of life, celebrating our humanity, it's also economic and social. I think we're starting to see arts used for healing and trying to look at other social issues and help solve those.
You have a number of events that are about to unfold as the year progresses. The fall season is upon us.
Yeah, the fall is a fun time. Now, it's also my favorite season in northeastern PA because it's just beautiful. We're winding down our workshop season, but we have a couple of those. And then we always have our bonfire this time of year. But what I'm seeing emerging in the couple events I'm going to talk about today is a celebration of our cultural heritage. Because Lackawanna County in northeastern PA, we are so rich in people coming here, building a new life. You know, we saw it first with coal mining, but we're still seeing it with newer immigrants. So I like that we're starting to tell that story, both of, you know, the people who came here before, but also the people who are coming now. So one project we've been involved now for the third year is with the University of Scranton and Terra Preta Restaurant and Lackawanna College. It's called Global Tastes. So what happens with that is we're working with some of our newer refugee communities. We do a dinner and we celebrate the art and culture of that heritage. So last October, we celebrated the Congo. You know, we had the food from the Congo, we had dancing, we had the art, the dress that they wear, and it was really successful. We held it at the Scranton Cultural Center. So this year we are focusing on Syria. So again, we have the women come in as chefs, plan the menu, work with Terra Preta Restaurant. We invite the public. We have educational materials, art, dancing. That event actually is sold out, which we're thrilled about on Saturday. But I just wanted to note it that we'll be doing future ones. There's going to be one each year. And we're hoping to even expand that concept. So I think you're going to see that program grow. And then the following day, which there is still plenty of room for this, and it's free and open to the public on Sunday, October 15th, we're having our Afternoon with the Arts, which is a fairly new panel discussion that looks at art in relationship to other disciplines, issues, contemporary events. So this one is Art and Global Culture. We thought about how does art help us understand other cultures? What can we learn about other cultures? What is that human impulse across culture to make art? And then also sometimes how art doesn't always represent, or entertainment doesn't always represent, a culture accurately. So we're going to be diving into some deep and interesting questions. And we have some guest panelists. We have Neshka Pfeiffer, the curator at the Everhart Museum, who was just fabulous at interpreting and done a lot of cultural work. We also have Dr. Annie Hunsico. She was an adjunct professor at the University of Scranton, who in 2014 did a symposium on African art, memory, and culture. So looking kind of at similar ideas. She's a philosophy professor. So I think we'll have that kind of perspective. But then we also will have Cesar Reyes Mateo, who is the lead singer of a wonderful Latino group, Agrupa Zona. If you've ever heard them, they're just phenomenal. We've actually had them at several of our events. This summer, we had them at Arts on the Square. We've had them at the Bonfire. So he brings a lot as an artist. And then we have a young woman, Danya Ann Jackson. She's actually from Trinidad originally, but she just got her communications degree at Marywood. But she's also done a lot of arts work using kind of global t-shirts for education, that kind of work. So I'm really excited. So that is 1 to 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's free. And then we'll have a reception with the music of Grupo Zona. It's on the third floor of Scranton Cultural Center.
And we just show up. We don't need to...
You don't need reservations at all. So again, the Cultural Center is located at 420 North Washington Avenue in Scranton. Beautiful building. This time we'll be on the third floor in Craftsman's Hall, which you haven't been there. It's quite a unique room. I'm excited to explore those questions because I think as our world is changing and our community is changing, there's a great richness there. And we really want to help people understand and dialogue about that.
Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of the Office of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna County, speaking with us about An Afternoon with the Arts this Sunday at 1 at the Scranton Cultural Center on the third floor, Art and Global Culture, a panel discussion. That is free, and you're welcome to attend a panel discussion and then a reception to follow with Grupo Zona performing An Afternoon with the Arts, Art and Global Culture, a panel discussion, Sunday afternoon at 1 at the Scranton Cultural Center. For more information on the web, LackawannaCounty.org, LackawannaCounty.org. Cuando vino su marido, ¿qué le pasa a mi señora? Esta noche no dormió.